let me know when you get some time between now and whatever. Just shoot me a text, hey Sean, I got a sec. Is that our show thing?
Y'all are live.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
Just gotta put it in the shot.
And in the studio, it is Let's Talk About It on BKS1 Radio.
You got one job to do.
Oh, God, no.
Can you tag me in the Facebook Live thing?
I'm looking for it myself.
Hold on. She tagged. It says she tagged. So I'm trying to go to it. It's right here.
Oh, okay.
Your tag. All right. Check your notifications. Yeah, check your notifications. We live, man. We got three in a box. There it is.
Okay. All right. We got 1 minute. I got that, John.
We got the double choice.
Six man that moved up to the starting squad.
Stole your seat, Jack.
It's all fun and games, right? All right. Listen to 7 o'clock. We're about to go live. Y'all
let's
ready?
Get it.
All right. All right, everybody, hey. Welcome. Let's get some hand claps. Let's make it clap. All right.
Peace.
Listen, I'm
black. That sounded a little low.
No.
I'm Black Ops.
I'm Missy.
Hey, this is Wonder.
And this is the Six Man Dean Geronimo. Give us a call. Let's talk about it. 646-233-1302.
All right. Did you go back to the Six Man? Okay.
Yeah, for this week, man. I might pick something else next week, but for right now, it's the Six Man.
All right, I got you. Listen, we want to welcome everyone who tunes in to each one of our shows here on Let's Talk About It, from my chat room to Instagram Live to Around the World Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. We got a lot to talk about here today. But before we do that, I got to say we got a full squad today.
Yeah.
What's going on with
that?
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Clap that up. Clap that up.
We're back.
Yeah.
So, I guess my question is, I would say, Miss E, where you been? But I'm the one that has
Where you been?
I know.
Where you been?
They got me working. Well, what's going on, Miss E? How's life to you? Listen, you get more and more famous. You keep popping up on my timeline and everything. I'm like, damn, I remember Miss E when.
I know. Right, can I borrow some money? Thank you.
Right? But how you been? Everything good?
I've been good. I've been, you know, always busy at work and stuff. Right. So, but yeah, everything is good. Life is good right now. Yep.
So I got to ask, because inquiring minds want to know, you got your fans out there and all that. What was the whole hard hat thing? You was doing work?
Yeah. So I had an appointment yesterday to have an opportunity to, stage an apartment building. It's a new apartments one. They're going up on Broad Street, right across from City Hall, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 80 units. And so
you have to do
in,
all 80 units?
No, so I'm doing the model.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all doing right. the I got model you, I got so you. That... you know, when people come in, that's the space that they look at,
right.
You know, makes them, you know, excited about wanting to right. buy and, you know, hopefully right. say, hey, this looks great. Who did this? You know, that kind of thing. And, right. And it's a lot of, you know, just put you out there and, it puts a lot of eyes on you, you know? So I'm happy about that. I mean, there's 80 units, but there's who knows how many people are going to come in and see, you know, the space. So. I'm excited about it.
My question, what's happening down in Philly right now, of course, they're moving folks out, mm-hmm. fixing them and raising the rent up. So mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. it's a certain phase. It's been all over the news down there. Shout out to Rick Williams, by the way, ABC. Mm-hmm. He's one mm-hmm. of my mm-hmm. dojo mates. But is that what's happening here?
Well, no. From what I've read, and I'm not like the expert on this, but from what I've read about this particular development, there is a certain amount of the units are going to be affordable housing. And okay. then there's a certain amount.
Is that Queen Latifah's
that
project
it's gonna
or
be,
no?
I don't know if it's Queen Latifah's project or not.
Okay.
No one said it was. I saw some names up there. I don't want to put them out there
right,
yet, just yet.
Yep.
But her name was not one of them.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that, you know, she's not behind the
it.
Scenes.
Right.
Um, there are a certain amount of those units that are going to be, you know, affordable housing, and then there's a certain amount that's going to be, you know, market rate, you know. Right. So, you know, I think that's, you know, I think that's fair, you know. Yeah, I think market rate is fair, you know. And yeah, you know, it is a business, and, you know, you want to attract, you know. This space looks like, I'll be honest with you, this space to me looks like single professional, you know. The two bedroom that I'm doing, the second bedroom is kind of small for a kid. You know, we were talking about it, and I was like, is this going to be an office, you know? And, you know, someone I was with, they were like, well, you know, this is going to be a bedroom. And I'm like, I don't think this is going to be big enough for a bedroom, you know. So, and considering to me the location of it, it looks like single young professional, single right. professional, you know, you're right in a commuter hub right there, you know, and you're in the heart of Newark. I mean, if right. I don't know, you know. I don't know if I would make a decision if I had children
right,
to move there. Right. That wouldn't exactly be the place that I would be looking to move, because sure. there's no backyard. There's, right. you know, that kind of thing. So, I mean, you're right on Broad Street, right. you know. So I don't know if I had little kids, if that would be right. where I would be looking to
Old
move.
Broad Street, yeah. man. I got some stories.
And it's not, you know, and I'm not down in Broad Street. I'm just saying yeah. it's a pretty busy place. No. Like, there's no, you know, it's not like it's
I didn't always see
a park.
Busy.
Yeah, yeah, you know, like it's yeah, yeah. a... To me, a single professional, you're trying to enjoy the restaurants, you're moving in and out, you're commuting, maybe you're commuting to the city, you're commuting to Jersey City. That's kind of like what I see, you know.
Listen, so. And when it comes to that construction thing, it's ironic. I had my floors redone, right? Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, I'll be there like 7:45, 8 o'clock, right? So I'm thinking, man, this is going to take... you know, forever in the day or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, them dudes was in and out of there. Carpets up. I was like, man, construction has changed.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, definitely.
And if
definitely.
It was up to me, I'd still be there like, damn, where the hell is this going? But I don't know.
No, it's funny how, like, it's, you know, we talk about this kind of stuff, you know, all the time, like when you're trying to put value into the things that you do. And I know certainly as a designer, I always bring something to the table that you don't have, you know, and I understand that, you know, you might like to do this and you might do this in your spare time, but this is not a hobby for me. This is my job.
Yeah, right,
people
right,
pay me. People
right.
pay me to do this right. because I'm a professional. It's just like I'm a when I go get my hair cut, I don't tell the barber or my hairdresser how to cut my hair, because I can't cut my hair, right. you know, like right. I'll mess it up, right. you know, and you don't want me cutting anybody
well,
else's
to my head,
hair,
right?
right. So, you know, or like your mechanic or your, you know, like nobody tells, you know, well, right. I guess some people can tell the mechanic, but it's like you pay them for their service and their, you know, what they, you know, bring to the table. But I always use the hairdresser, because most women, you know, like, I can't cut my hair. My hair is short. I need a tight cut,
right,
you
but
know.
But you keep it all fleek,
and
though.
I'm
I
saying,
see.
I know. I'm saying I couldn't do this, you know, and I wouldn't let just anybody right. cut my hair, you
so
know.
So you know what I do? I'm going to tell you
I rely on the professionals, you know.
I'm going to tell you what I do, Miss E.
Tell them what you do, bro.
I'm
tell them what you
tell
do.
I'm going to tell Miss E what I do. The day of the show, right, I always say she ain't got to outshine me, right? So I grab my razor and I shave it, right?
right
put
right.
a little cocoa butter on it. I'll be like, let's go, Miss
right.
E.
Right, so there's professionals, you know. It's you know, the same thing like when you're, you know, like the guys that, you know, set up the furniture, the guys that do the delivery. It's like, you can't do this.
Sure.
This isn't Cousin Ray Ray bringing your dresser right. up, you know, from the roof, you right. know, the roof in his car. You right. know, these guys will have this stuff in there set up. Your walls won't be nicked, and they'll be in and out of there in an hour with a whole house of furniture. You know
what? I'm going to be honest with you, at an early age, right? My dad was always this dude. He'd be like, all right, we're going to go outside Saturday morning. We're going to work on this van. And so it would be me and my brothers out there, right? And my face would be long and tight. long and
tight. But you said not going to be
tight.
Able to do it.
And I would look at my dad, my brothers, and they'd be in their bliss. Like, oh, hand me a seventh and three quarters. They, ah, there you go, Dad. right? This is my face like this. I'm going to be a check guy.
yeah, right.
I'm writing checks.
Right.
I'm not
right.
turning any wrenches. I'm not mowing any lawns.
Right.
Right. As a teenager, I might have hustled a thing or two, but that was necessity. But outside of that, right. No manual labor.
Right. You said, right, not, right. For
that's
me.
No,
not
blue
for you.
Collar.
That's
nah.
Not for you. Right.
Right. Somebody's feelings be hurt, you know. They'd be like, can you put together my hutch? I'd be like, no.
No.
Not going to happen. Not to God. Right. So, but anyway, it's good to see you doing your thing. And when you pop up on LinkedIn, like, it does my heart well. Like I always say, I'm no hater, especially at this age, because I ain't getting no younger. And you got a lot of time in your grind, and it shows. So, you know, if I ever get rich enough to be able to afford you, then I'll say, hey,
we say, Ms. We'll E, come hook it up.
She'd be like, Sean, that's $10,000. But what?
That's what I'm gonna
be. We do
like
the show together, right? We do the show
we
together.
We said that's the good brother discount, right?
And
there.
She's like, here's your receipt. So, but no, always a pleasure, Missy.
Thank you.
Wanda, what's good, man?
What's good, man?
It's been a long time. But oh, look, I got to show you. I got to show you. I'm trying to keep up. See the bracelet?
Okay, I see.
I'm trying. I'm trying. I'm trying,
man.
All right. Listen, we only been doing this show for like ever, right?
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
And you supposed to hook me up with the dashiki?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I'm just
listen, I'm just saying that I'm not going to put
the pressure on you,
bro.
Putting the pressure on you right there.
And then one day hit you with like a fly outfit and he'd be like, what? And I'd be like, hey, where you get those sneakers from? He's like, oh, I had them, right? Then it was the bracelets. Remember that? I was like, you're going to hook me up? Wonder. He's like, I got you. You never had me, Wonder.
We gotta link up, and then we gotta go to the spot.
We've been linking forever. Listen, now when it comes to public, right? It comes to public service and community service. We right there, right?
Here we go.
We gotta get downtown and Shots Broad Street. That's where we going, right?
No.
I'm just joking with you, man. He was like, nah. All right, but one of my cousins went down and bought some sneakers, got robbed. Right.
Yeah,
this is a while ago.
I don't do downtown though.
Listen,
not because of that, I just don't. You know,
I bought a Quarterville in Newark one time. This is a long time ago, right? Like they said, God don't like ugly, so it cost me a couple hundred dollars back then. It didn't kill me or whatever. So I went right from Newark with my Quarterville. This is post sheepskin, so you know where we at, right? Post sheepskin.
Yep.
I was like, I got my Quarterville. Like, I'm gonna go on the block. I'm the hottest thing. Everybody gonna see this, right? Listen,
I know this story.
Right. Listen, I go to the house, drop the stuff off, get the coat. It's time. So what they call it, it's time for me to be wet, flashy. Yeah. I get right to John Street. Dude comes right from between the house with a double barrel shotgun.
What?
Yeah. He was like, yo, I followed
you. Let me
over.
Get that right there.
I was like, we was talking. He was like, let me get that. I was like, damn.
Damn, I got to come up out this month.
A double barrel shotgun for a coat?
Yeah, it came through the graveyard. But that was.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That was deep. I forgot you from the East End.
That was deep. No, I'm just saying. Like, yeah, that was deep for a coat.
Look at the super producer laughing.
Double barrel shotgun for a coat?
Yeah, back then. That running stories was for real. You know, I was no poster child, so I'm just going to call that karma.
I'm just saying. Yeah, that was deep.
All right. When we used to go out to certain places and we couldn't afford sneakers, we would ask which size are those, and then they would end up on
your size.
All right, Debo moves. Everybody got those stories, right? Right. Anyway, so Wonder, getting back to you.
Yeah, man.
Of course, white people ain't got them stories. I just miss you, Miss E. I grew up in the hustle, like, because the moment I put a halo over my head and be like, "Oh, it was cookies and creams back then," people gonna call him and be like, "True, who you lying to?"
I know you, yo. Word is bond.
That's not my story, but listen.
Somebody just asked me about the math today. I had to add on, yo. I'm just saying, right? Mm-hmm. Keeping it 100.
That's right.
But I got my bracelet, and I'm happy.
Looks
S1.
Nice,
thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought, you know, them little things that come on like Instagram and Facebook, the little advertising things.
Yep.
I was like, that looks nice. You know what I mean?
That's
what I got that from. Purple and gold for the Q's, root to the bras with that. But
Roo.
But anyway, always a pleasure.
Good to see you, brother.
The beard's looking good. I see the wisdom coming in. You know, do her mind going down
there. Man,
anybody know anything about that?
Let it do its thing, man.
Yeah.
Let it do its thing, man.
Listen,
your beard does look good. Did you trim it up a little bit, or
you
not?
Know what? As a matter of fact,
because it does look.
I
a
did
more.
Well a couple of days ago, and I went to a sister, young sister too, and I was a little a little afraid, a little hesitant. And, you know, she leaned me back in the chair. And then
the professional, like she's saying, right? Right,
exactly,
right.
The professional.
Took out
right.
the razor, and you know, I was watching her. I had my eyes closed, but I was looking at her. Mm-hmm. And,
she's ready to whip out on her.
Yeah, yeah,
that was a couple of days ago.
Yeah,
no,
but
it looks good.
It looks
yeah.
good. Yeah. Thank you. She did a good
Thank
job.
You. Yeah.
You know, the viewing audience left my right. Like, and we talked about your hair, and we talked about your beard. Why ain't nobody talk about my bald head? I said I work on that.
We
Can I get some love?
Me too, brother.
Bracelet, bro.
Okay, I'm just checking. All right. Anyway, no, it looks good. Why not?
Wow.
What? The six man.
Maybe because there wasn't nothing to talk about.
True statement. True statement. So, what's going on, six man Dean Geronimo?
You know what? You know it, and you know it. I'm hanging on like an old loose tooth. What's up? What did you just
what?
Notice, Miss E?
I noticed
it. You are in the land of the bald heads.
All right.
Surrounded.
Listen, when the roofs the took off, guts. Man, I had to let it go. I had to Teddy Pendergrass that thing.
Yeah.
Had to let it go.
I saw that, though. That's the funny thing. Like, I watched all that.
Teddy Pendergrass.
Hey, his was gradual, though. Mine was just,
go.
Like, gone.
He
like,
let it go. Now I got the Stevie Wonder joint. I can't grow afro around the side, man. That's not
nah,
good.
Nah, don't do
bro.
That.
Don't do that.
Because then the phone lines are going to blow up. Like, bro, why don't you just let it go?
Listen,
yeah.
I love Stevie Wonder, but his brain lines
right.
stop.
Bro, no. That joint starts like right here, bro. It's like half a brush.
Ribbon in the sky.
No, but everybody's, it looks nice. I think it looked better to have a baldy than... You know,
Once
it
you start combing over three
but
strands
you know,
from one side
yeah.
and the other,
but
to the other.
Michael Jordan made
Please
that.
Please let it go.
Michael yeah. Jordan made that look good. You know, he made that look good. Yeah,
you were out there.
I don't know. I got a big up Nork though. Before Michael Jordan, the Nork Baldy was out.
That's
okay,
real talk.
Okay.
So big up the North for that.
Too doing that
right.
back in the.
Right. Yeah.
You remember
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Dean Geronimo?
Yeah.
A lot of DC cats. I saw that too.
Remember when you tried it? What
man.
Was
yeah,
the.
Take
you
know it off, man.
What was
take
the
it
magic
off.
Shade?
Magic
remember
shade.
Remember if you didn't shower, right? It
Burn
looked good for
off.
Like a hot second, and then like the next day, he was like, yo, I'm paying a price, yo. Because that shit was all burnt. You know what I mean? It was all burnt up there.
Bro, you got to get a pair of T outliner clippers as a chemo. Or if you're thinking about balling your head, man, get the T. Outline the clippers, the same thing.
So
they edge them up. You
razor.
Get that?
I just I go with a razor. I do shoot, shoot, shoot in the shower 3 minutes. But listen, that is the Black Ops. Let's keep it real moment, and I just got to get this in here. So
get it in.
Listen, mm-hmm. listen. Let's.
What
right.
you got?
No,
what
no,
you
no.
Got?
Cause
what
it's sports related, and I'm not gonna get on wondering about the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna
it's
talk about
good.
The Super Bowl.
You know, I'm still protesting.
Right? I know. I know. But listen, here's my thing. All here's right. my thing, Andre. Iguodala, right? And he eventually ended up, I think it was the Grizzlies that they sent him to. He was like, I'm not playing, right?
Wow.
I'm not playing. And then he was going to sit out all season, right, if he didn't get traded to a team where he felt he could contend. Now, mind you, he has rings. He has everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He
mm-hmm.
ultimately ended up in Miami with Jimmy Butler. They had like this bromance going on the news here lately. But here is my thing, right? Where in the let's keep it real. Let's keep it real, real. Mm-hmm. Where the hell are you in life when you've played in the league for like 15 years and for one season they're gonna offer you $17.1 million and you talk about I don't wanna play?
Yeah.
Think about that. Think about that for a minute. Right now if you say, hey Sean, I'll give you $100,000 to go out there and get laid out by the New York Giants, I'd be like, pass me the ball. Right? $17.1 million.
Maybe it wasn't about the money. It's about the market. It's about the prestige. It's about, you know,
I hear all the arguments.
There's a difference between the Grizzlies and the Heat, right?
Right.
And
that's right.
Market,
No.
And
right.
Miami's not even like,
right.
you know, well, I would
right.
say New York, but it's basketball
no.
wise.
Like,
it's not
I hear all of that. If I was Charles Barkley, mm-hmm. I would be like, yes, he's never won a ring.
Mm-hmm.
Dominique Wilkins, he's never won a ring, right?
Right.
Iguodala has a bunch of rings with the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, but
et cetera,
I'm not even talking about
rings. And he's older.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the market period, like the press coverage, the
his whole thing
the,
was he
the
wanted
the
to win a championship. Nope. He said
yeah,
he wanted to, yeah.
One?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm, okay. Okay.
Right. And so when you look at some legends out there, Patrick Ewing, let's just bring it up this way.
Yeah.
Right. Never in the history ever are they going to get a ring as a player. Coach, right. manager, that's different. Iguodala has what, two, three, right? And an MVP, right? And an MVP. Right. And he's been paid. And 17.1, like sometimes you just have to be humble, especially later on in your career. I'm like, you know what, let me go develop it. Maybe it's me. Let me
I
do
think
it.
He didn't want to, did he didn't want to be traded. He didn't have from, a say in the matter. What was the circumstance?
Yeah, he said he wasn't going, but he was traded. He was traded from Golden State to the Grizzlies.
But did he want to leave Golden State? He probably didn't want to go.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But he said wherever he went, he wanted to be with a team that was a contender. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But
I can understand that. I'm not mad at him for that. Yeah.
You know what? At some point, though.
17.1 million. Yeah. Now, Miami gave 30 million for 2 years, one year guaranteed.
Right,
if you're doing the math, that's 15 million. You just showed yourself 2 million, 2.1 million.
I'm not mad at him for wanting to be on a winning team.
Bro.
Yeah.
They have pride issues.
I'm not mad at him for that.
Me, if that's my son, I'm like, dude, man, take your ass on the court.
Take the money, man.
17.1. Listen, everything he's going to accomplish, like, again, and I'll just use Ewing, he will never be an NBA Finals MVP. Iguodala was never projected to be that.
Right.
Coming out of Philadelphia, listen, man, you're winning.
But, again, I see no fault in that at all. He still got the money. And he's in a better market. I
don't know. As a professional, though, for me,
but that's
I think
why
he should have walked. Right,
that's
he should have walked.
The best
no,
deal
he
for
would
you.
Listen. He was
17.1,
and there's no guarantee for the second year at $15 million. And Miami's
and I
not.
Understand that. Mm-hmm. I understand that. Maybe again, it wasn't about the money. Maybe it was about the market, and that's why you have an agent to represent you and get work in your best interest.
Right.
I'm not mad
he
at
said
that.
He wanted to go, and he was good
to
play. For $17.1 million after
to
two rings and an MVP and not projected.
To Minnesota though.
Yeah, Memphis.
If,
though, right?
I mean, is it Memphis or
the Grizzlies?
The Grizzlies.
Yeah,
Memphis. Yeah, the Memphis, Tennessee.
Me.
Yeah, I go to Memphis.
I would.
If I could go to Miami, I'd go to Miami.
Three rings, right? Three rings.
That's what he did.
No, but the 17.1 was for 1 year. What, like 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year, and then I can leave.
1 year.
Yeah.
What you doing, Wonder? You playing?
I'm playing.
Yeah, I'm playing.
Right. What you doing?
I'm doing like ML Carr, dog. I'm at the end of the bench waving
playing?
The towel. Yeah, yeah, I'm there.
Cousin
Nate?
I'm there.
Maybe I'm not understanding it. Is he not playing?
No, he's going to play for
Miami.
Right, but he wasn't going to play in Memphis. He was just going to sit out. And
okay.
So,
we got a phone call.
206, state your name, where you calling from, y'all. Let's talk about it. Hello?
Oh, we got another one.
Hello? Hello, state your name. Y'all, let's talk about it.
Oh, wow.
Well, you started talking about that.
What's up, Super Producer?
Yeah, 918. Y'all, let's talk about it. State your name. Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Niggertown. What's up, bitch?
Not much. We'll talk to you later. You know what? We got time today.
Wait, hey, hang on.
We got time.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the United States of America. Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome to the True Face.
Hey, do me a favor. When you get done with the song, go brush your single tooth.
Homeless. All right, cut the homeless bastard off, dog. We got your number though. We'll blast that out. In fact, y'all, if y'all want to know what it is, let me know. I'll send it to you.
Wow.
Oh yeah, we
no,
but we can
you know,
we can call all day long,
right.
You know.
But you're gonna get that
route.
with this type of platform. So I'm
all cornballs.
He's not the
restricted.
First one to say that word. He's not going to be
right.
The last.
Right.
Anyway, so go on with it's
okay.
The same. Yeah. So
that wasn't the same number. That was somebody else.
No, it was the same.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But when you
worthless.
When you look at to me again, the body. Of work, given his age, and again, I think it's season 15 or 16 for him. All he's accomplished, I just look at it as a little petty. Mm-hmm. All right. Right. 803.
Come on, bitch. That wasn't even funny.
Nigga,
bitch,
nigga. So we're
somebody had too much titty milk as an adult.
So, but anyway, that's my let's keep it real moment for the show. I just, if it's me, I'm gonna play. Yeah, and I would, especially now if I didn't have a ring or three, right, and I wasn't a Finals MVP. I'm like, I don't have that much gas left in the tank.
Right.
Then, yes, I would absolutely entertain that.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Where's it at?
Okay.
Which one is it? But that's me. We can get our music.
These are the mics right here. So oh, damn, we
He's
got
He's relentless.
Him. Yeah. Relentless. Yeah. He just can't help it.
Right. Where's that?
It's like drinking gasoline.
How many? I say through history. Quite
I don't
a
know.
Bit.
But listen,
your mom just left the strobe about 2 hours ago.
Listen, if you listen carefully, somebody in the background when he said that, they said, "Oh my god."
Yeah, all day, right? Wasting time.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. They said what? What was it? Did they say?
I don't know. I think somebody he said his mom needed like, an Uber ride to the stroll because she had to go make that money. And
but in any event.
All right. So that's Black Ops. So I'm gonna move on down. So what you got for us, Miss E?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that happened this week, but you know what I did want to talk about just a little bit is the Super Bowl.
Okay.
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 I mean, I thought it was a pretty good game. What y'all think?
I thought it was a good game. Mm-hmm. I really did. And I don't know. I did log out. And like the first half, I kept saying to myself, "Why is?" And I'm an old defensive coach, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, for years. And I was like, "Why do they keep running a single high safety against the 49ers? That's how they ran it down their throat." And I said at halftime, they have got to make some adjustments or they're going to lose this game.
Right.
And if Patrick Mahomes didn't have, like, he's the modern day captain comeback. And if he didn't have his comeback quarter in the fourth, San Francisco would be the champions right now. And on top of that, what I didn't appreciate is how Garoppolo,
he
went from hero to GOAT like that fast.
Oh, to GOAT.
Not the greatest of all time, but just like,
right.
And I was like, you have got to be kidding me. But listen, and you know I'm a Steelers fan, so let's be crystal clear here as I say this. But I was happy. I was happy for the Eagles and Andy Reid.
Yeah, I think I was more happy for Andy Reid than anybody, right?
Because the Philadelphia Eagles market, the Philly market, that's a tough crowd.
Answer
that one.
Right. 718, y'all, let's talk about it. Say your name, where you calling from?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up, John?
What up, Q? Yeah. Let's talk about it. What's on your mind, my brother?
Yeah, I was going to let you know, I can't really hear you that well. I don't know. I hope you can hear me.
Yeah, but we got
you. You know, I just wanted to, first of all, you know, I was wanting to say, take the money. AI definitely got to take the money. He has nothing to prove in the league.
Exactly.
He did it all, so.
Exactly.
Yes.
So it's no reason for him to stay. I mean, there's no reason for him not to do it, because it's hard to take the money and run. Like you guys said, it's 1 year, $17 million. I would do it, especially like if I was in his position.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, and I hate to interrupt the topic at hand. I know you guys didn't want me to address this. But, you know, it's just amazing to me how emboldened people are to call in on a show like this and to bring up, you know, the whole way they address the show.
Right.
You know, it's the day and age we live in. You know, this is America at its finest. And, you know, I think, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, that these people are not going to go away.
Right.
They're there, and, you know, it's the world we live in. So I just want to let you know there's a lot of people out there supporting you guys. Keep up the good show.
Nice. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, Q.
Right,
thank you.
Right.
Man, appreciate that.
My good brother.
All right. You know,
thank you.
Exactly, bro. Peace.
Fine. Yeah, we'll talk. Peace.
All right, John.
Number
16. 16, we're done.
Right. Okay, so we took care of that. But, hey, we do appreciate the phone call. And listen, again, the platform that this comes off of is going to happen. And that's just a microcosm of, you know, what's out there. Like, especially walking around in this skin for 50, soon to be 50-something years. Right? That's not the first time I've heard that, and I'm pretty sure unless I die in like 10 minutes, it's not going to be the last.
Don't die in 10 minutes, dog. The show don't get off to 8.
Yeah, it's all good, but I don't know. But I want to get back to the Super Bowl and get your thoughts on it.
Let's go.
What do you got?
Let's do it.
Oh, no. I mean, I thought the game was like pretty good. I was happy for Andy Reid. I think most people were happy for Andy Reid more than anybody, really, you know.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. I think also though that the did you guys watch the halftime show?
Yes, I did.
There was a lot of
halftime show.
Conversation about the halftime show.
But I didn't have a problem.
Listen,
with
I
the
did. What was it? Shakira.
Shakira and J Lo.
Listen.
Yeah.
And at my age, I have no problem with J Lo being kicked out of bed for eating crackers or anything else. Right, I simply wouldn't. Let's just keep it real.
Wow.
But it's a new no. But I'm going somewhere with
all right,
it, right?
Great, I'm listening.
Right,
I'm
but
listening.
It's time to turn the page and bring in someone else. It really is younger, more modern, right? J Lo for 50. They showed I forget her name from the Golden Girls at 50, and then they showed J Lo right next to her at 50, and J Lo is gorgeous,
right?
Not that the other lady was, but you could see that. Something cracked and that hers didn't crack, right? But it's time for a younger artist to hit the Super Bowl, right?
To drag somebody besides
J-Lo or Janet Jackson or something like that. Like, we need new, young, fresh talent, right?
Okay.
And I get the NFL wanting to be safe. I do. I get
it. Right.
But if she was ever going to go out on top, this was it. J-Lo, we don't need to see you anymore at the World Series.
Damn.
Oh, wow. You like really. Okay.
Yeah, no, I think there's younger talent out there. It's time to. She's 50.
There's nothing wrong with 50.
Right? No, I'm not. Listen, let me put it in context. Like, I'm 50. I know I don't look my age. I know I don't.
Right.
But my time and certain things have come and gone. Right. She got that off. She did a phenomenal job. So did Shakira. You know, the whole nine. That's not my argument. My argument is let's see someone else.
At this point.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. The question would be who?
Yeah, I know. Because I'm like thinking like, well, who would it be that would have that? I think the when you think about the Super Bowl, you think about the audience, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty... it spans demographics. It spans age groups, you know? So... I don't know how many. I think when you choose an artist like a J-Lo, she's a household name. Like, my mother knows who J-Lo is. You know what I'm saying? We know who J-Lo is. Even the younger generation knows who J-Lo is. So I can get the appeal to someone like a J-Lo. I can get the appeal to somebody like Shakira in that particular market. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I like the show. I thought at some point, because then I thought, I'm like, damn, am I getting old? Like, I don't have a problem. I didn't have a problem with the performance, like if it was at the MTV Awards. But in the back of my head, I just kept thinking, it is the Super Bowl. Is this family-friendly programming? You know, like when she got on the stripper pole, you know, it's like, I don't know if I had like a younger child with me, like a little girl, let's say an 8 or 9-year-old. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you go with that. You know what I'm saying?
They show it all on TV now. So I know.
And a part of me, too, was like, is that really so shocking, you know, anymore? You know, I guess it's not, you know? So I guess that's like mainstream now, you know? Especially for female artists, like everybody's showing, either skin or the resemblance of skin, is, I guess it's just not shocking, you know. And yeah. I'm not saying I pan the performance. I like J-Lo. I like Shakira. I thought it was good, actually. I like
zero the argument. They were zero. Doing, listen, know? Zero argument. Zero
but
argument.
I'm just like, I guess that's just like where we're going right now, especially with females. Like I think with female performance, it's like the less they wear, the more, you know, I don't know. I guess
that
like
seems
the
like
more
that's always been an argument.
Yeah, well, when Janet Jackson had her wardrobe malfunction, man, the world came down, right?
Well, that was
like,
I know, and that,
but that
wasn't
was before
planned,
they started
right,
putting
and
all
that wasn't
kinds of stuff on TV,
either,
too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, that wasn't planned.
You know what I'm saying,
either,
right?
So. Listen, I like J-Lo and the whole nine. And like.
So who would be a younger artist?
I don't know. I'm
you
old.
Don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
What's your cousin's name again?
I don't know.
I thought about Cardi B too.
I was thinking that. Yeah. Right. Well, you know what? I think if you was gonna put that, you might as well just put Cardi B up there. It, you know, right? Because
so am I wrong in my thought?
Like that,
no, you're not.
See, that's okay. What I'm. I like her.
Okay.
True. True.
Okay. Right. All right. Now, as soon as you said Cardi B, I was like, you know what? I thought Cardi B because I was like, I know maybe. A Latin it's you think Cardi B. Okay.
She could have remixed it with some of the Miami vibes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like they should have brought some of that culture into it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can we put you on the screen?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's
shout out to Yazzie. Yeah.
Shout out.
Repping Charlotte.
All right. No, let's go. Let's go with the double screen. That's one discovery. What? I'm out on production. Why you on me?
That's the all right.
That's
sorry.
The fresh
okay.
version right there. Y'all not ready for it.
Miss E was like, no, but I do, and again, I like J Lo, and it's just like, listen, all right. So I'm gonna turn the corner, but it's the same context. Like, Vince Carter is still playing basketball. I love Vince Carter.
Nothing
right?
wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with him.
Nothing wrong.
He hit a deep three the other day. They had it on Sports Center. I was like, man, he's played in three separate decades in
four.
The NBA.
Right.
Four.
Right.
Four.
Because he came in 1989, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. So my thing is, like, I don't want to see Vince Carter anymore. Like
all right,
that.
No, I
right.
All right.
Same thing with J-Lo, no hate on her because, listen, I'm not kicking her out of bed for eating crackers. I'm just saying if I'm being a man, I'm out of right. But like, I'm with you, Cardi B, right? Then
Cardi
I could be,
B would have been a little kind of, they, you know they would have been on that button, like,
right.
You know, because you never know what she's going to
say.
Said
put it on
you
a
know,
45-second delay
right,
and
right,
keep
right,
it moving.
Right there, right there.
They would have been like, you know, they would have had all kinds of delays. But I not like Cardi B. I actually really like, and I like Lizzo, too. All
right,
so that's
yeah,
a young
Lizzo,
one,
right.
I like
Lizzo,
right. I like Cardi B, I love Cardi B. And even though she's a little, I don't know, there's just something about her. Like, she is a gangster. Like, you could tell, she's from the street, you know, because she still got a lot of that street. I remember that video they showed with her in a hotel lobby with Nicki Minaj. She was going to beat Nicki Minaj's behind.
Right.
You know, and she just seemed like she just got it in a way that some people try to act like they got it, and they really ain't about that life. Cardi B seemed like I was about
no
that life, you know.
Crook,
but
right?
But I like
none
I do
all.
Like
scared
her. I like her hustle. Like you
luck.
Cannot knock that girl's hustle. And I do like her. I like her. I like her a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
So you tell me this. So now Cardi B comes out, right? It's okay to have J Lo come out and hit a couple bars and leave. Yes?
No?
Wow.
J Lo and
no.
Cardi B. Yeah, I don't see that
nowhere.
Matchup at all. All right. Yeah.
She shut me down. She was
she
like,
said, "Nah, that's
bah,
not
bah,
nah."
Bah.
Yeah. I think J Lo and Shakira kind of work together because they from the same kind of era. Let's put it like that. The same time when J Lo first came out, Shakira was coming out as well. But okay, all right. Well, that's. But you know what? It did, in spite of all the Super Bowl and the game and all, the thing to me that got talked the most about was the halftime show.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody's talking about the halftime show. So I think,
think so?
You know what? I got it. Like, I thought the game was good, but you know what was missing from the game? Let's be honest. I felt like there was defense missing. There was good defense was missing. Like, how many times did they punt the ball?
Right.
Either team. I think the first time I saw, I was like, you know what? We watch. I was like, you know what? This is the first time I actually saw anybody punt the ball.
Well, you know? When they kept running the single high safety, I was like, they were daring San Francisco to throw the ball. Any offensive coordinator is going to be like, yo, they run a single high safety, run the ball. I thought they would switch it up. They never came out. They literally ran it all the way down the field and scored.
Yeah, they ran it, yeah.
I was like, you've got to be kidding.
Yeah, but I mean, that was where was the defense? And then, it was just like up and down the field. But, I mean, the game was okay, you know. Yeah. I mean, it was okay. But, you know, Garoppolo, though, I will say this. Like, he fell apart, didn't he? God, he fell apart.
He wasn't ready.
He fell apart.
No, but everybody wants to give Mahomes, like, and I know he got the MVP and he brought him back in the fourth quarter, so forth and so on. But that first half, Mahomes looked shook.
No, I know. He did look shook. And then I was saying, like, I don't know if it was the third quarter. Yeah, when San Francisco was up, I said, listen, I was like, if Kansas City come back and win this game, he's going to be the MVP because there was a point where he turned a corner and he was carrying them.
Right.
Like he was, you know what I mean? He was extending the series, you know, running for the first downs.
Right.
And like I was like, if they come back, he's going to be the MVP. And the other thing too is like there was no superstars. Besides Sammy Watkins, I'm like, I don't really know anybody on these teams. Like maybe I know my football, but I'm like, I didn't really know, like, I ain't seen no superstars.
We're the real players.
There, right. Not a superstar
Sherman got smoked. It was bad.
But I didn't see no superstars.
Right. But, and again, just to put it in context, it took Andy Reid 15 years to get back to the Super Bowl.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that he got that.
I was more glad for him than anybody.
They actually had a section in Philly blocked off for Kansas City fans.
Wow.
And they kept showing that on the news.
Oh, that was nice.
Down
I was
there.
Happy for Andy Reid, definitely.
Yeah. And very, very different. But there's, again, with that Super Bowl, I think it was 11 plus million viewers this year on the Super Bowl. So I do think Mahomes is coming up. Garoppolo, he's, you know, worth anything. He'll say, you know, I got to get back there.
I think they said 100 million people viewed the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was a plus up.
Yeah.
It was a plus
like
up. It was, yeah.
People.
That's
a
lot. Right.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And then what was your favorite commercial?
I didn't like the commercials at all.
I kind of zoned out.
I liked the Cheeto commercial.
I didn't like any of the commercials. I just felt like they were all over the place. I'm like, what do you promote? Too many celebrities. It just seemed like it was a vehicle just to have a celebrity cameo. I didn't like any of them. Oh, wait. The one I liked, the only one I really liked, and this is the only one I really remember, was the Google commercial with the old man trying to preserve his memories of his wife.
Yeah.
That I really like. I got into that. But I was like, these commercials are whack. I think I even posted that. Like, they're just doing too much for me.
You said not this year.
Charging like $1 million for like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
I
need to broker that 10% fee per commercial, bro.
$5 million for an ad.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
you could work one time a year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But listen, let's switch gears just a little bit. It's the elephant in the room. Let's talk impeachment.
Okay.
Acquittal, right?
But you're not surprised, right?
You knew it was coming.
No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, no.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah,
right.
We knew that was coming.
And I think the Democrats put on a great presentation, a great argument. It just came down to numbers. And listen, when it comes to Mitt Romney, I'm going to be a Mitt Romney fan from here on out.
I can't give him that much credit, though. You voted to convict on one end, but then you voted with everybody else that he didn't obstruct any justice. So you kind of straddled that fence.
You didn't go
full gangster with it. You went halfway.
Yeah, but he didn't really obstruct it. He wasn't trying to obstruct it. It was in plain sight. So I can understand that. Like, he didn't try to hide anything. I get that, you know.
I really wanted John Bolton's testimony for no other reason but to hear it.
To hear it.
Yeah, but that shit, I ain't gonna do nothing. at this point. Yeah.
Like, buy my book on Amazon. I'll tell you everything.
It wouldn't have done anything, even if he would have testified. Yeah. These people weren't going to go.
They were going to let him out.
They knew. They knew his outcome before it all started.
They weren't going to vote to remove him from office.
You had.
It didn't matter what John
You had no witnesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
No witnesses at all. No new material introduced. Like, and again, years down the road, as the scholars look back at this, they're going to say, "How in the hell was that even a trial? No evidence. No witness."
I think years back when we looked at this,
well,
they
did
like,
what they do best, and they looked out for each other.
This? Like, what, you know? What's going on?
Right. It's.
I don't know. I have to tune this out now. I'm at that point. I really am. I'm at that point. I like politics.
Well, yeah. What's behind all of that?
I'm like, I can't even, I didn't read the news since, since Kobe Bryant died, I have not read the news.
Yeah, and we're going to get to Kobe.
We're going to talk
about Kobe a little bit.
Like, I'm so
sick of this.
Listen,
speaking of that, if I could just, we can get back, but I want to shout out Lisa Leslie.
Yes, I saw that. Yep, I saw that.
10 toes down with her interview.
With Gail.
Gail, you wasn't getting the reaction you got from Robert.
I thought that was distasteful.
Yeah.
You know, the wound is still fresh that this man and his daughter, they're gone. The trial itself was dismissed, and you know, not listen. And like was said with other people, you know, other pundits on different platforms. Kobe was alive for a good deal of time from the time
after,
it happened
right.
until he passed.
Right.
You should have pressed him then, you know, but to unearth
that, not built like that. So instead of going to him, now you're going to everybody else. But why do you want to talk about somebody who is not here anymore? Like,
yeah, when you could have had plenty of opportunity
out of my
to
face.
Talk to
exactly.
him.
Keep moving.
You could have pressed him then.
Yeah, that happened a long. I don't remember.
But you know what? That negativity always
sells.
It was more than 10 years
ago.
Yeah, I think it was.
When
he first came in the league,
you know what?
No, he wasn't quite that. He had been in the league for a minute, though.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I'm going to look
yeah,
that shit
up. Yeah, it was the 2000s. This came out in the 2000s, yeah.
I want to say like 09, maybe?
No.
No, I think it was before. I want to say 04.
Before that?
Or 06 or 07.
2004.
Okay.
Oh, he had been playing long before.
I thought it was 2004.
Right, right.
And I just, you know, so but I
But then he played another 12. Before he retired.
But then I'm saying,
nobody
asked
him nothing.
It was distasteful.
So I salute Lisa Leslie for, you know, just, and she said, you know, Gail King said, well, you know, the case was dismissed. How do you see? She said, that's what we should do. Like, it should be,
yeah, let it go.
Leave that alone.
Right.
You know, and then the history in terms of, you know, when you look at her and Oprah, they batting 1,000 with, you know, it almost seems like now they're going on a hunt for particular people, and people have questioned them.
And yet,
their good buddy Weinstein, it's like, how come you're not giving that the same energy?
That's your boy. You ain't going to press your boy like that.
Right.
You know what
so
I mean?
So that's there's just.
And if you look at Weinstein now, he looks like he's one foot out
going
the
grave.
He's
yeah.
got one foot in the grave.
He's going to jail.
That stress is killing him.
He is going to jail. Yeah,
right.
There's
he's
no
not
way
used
in
to that. His Lamborghini ain't waiting for him outside.
No, man.
The whole nine. But listen, I want to keep the spotlight on Kobe for a couple reasons. Not that particular reason. Mm-hmm. Everyone has a cross to bear, and that he without sin cast the first stone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I would like to say about, you know, Kobe Bryant. Like, and I actually have a background on my Facebook of Kobe, and he was just talking about, you know, don't be around folks who waste your time and energy and all that. But this is what I give Kobe. He was driven by passion, right?
True.
Passion. Like, even when he had Shaq, he had that drive to win a championship. Like, he literally wanted to will his team to that. And when Shaq left, it was I believe more passionate.
Prove.
Yeah,
point to prove that he can win without him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. The team, right? Didn't right. have to be Shaq there as a crutch.
He never listened to the noise, and I tell people all the time, especially when I mentor young people. And I say this, a lot of people that you start out with in the beginning are not going to be there.
They're not going to be there when the credits roll.
They will turn their back on you. Yes. Your boy, your so-called girl, they will turn your back on you, right? Kobe never wavered. When you look at his younger teammates, even going back from high school, he said he still kept in contact. He was a humble guy. Now listen, I am a Jordan fan. I always will be a Jordan fan. Jordan made me a fan of basketball. Before that, like, listen, if there's a basketball player on this planet worse than me, I need to meet him. Right? I suck at basketball. But I'm a fan of basketball because of Jordan. And when Jordan was fading away, along with Barkley, along with Isaiah Thomas, like, you can't deny some of these folks. The individual who brought life back to the NBA was Kobe.
Yeah, I think Kobe was the face of the modern NBA. Like, he really was. When you think about, I mean, basketball right now is, I know, you know, football is like America's sport, like it surpassed baseball. But I think in time, basketball is going to almost eclipse football a little bit, because basketball is, I mean, look at the All-Star game. Look at all the events. Look at the kind of presence that the NBA has. And Kobe Bryant was the face of that. There's no LeBron James without Kobe Bryant, you know?
True statement.
You know, so it's like, he was almost like this ambassador for this new, you know, for the new modern NBA,
right?
You know? I think that as well. I'm a casual basketball fan. I like basketball. I really don't get into it until, like, the finals and stuff, or the semifinals, whatever it is. But everybody knew who Kobe Bryant was. You know, like, you knew who he was. And I think passion is one thing, but what you got from Kobe is the same thing that you got from Michael Jordan, which is the same characteristics that you see in LeBron James. It wasn't just the passion. It was like the drive for excellence. Like, they were single, you know, just singularly focused on one thing. And you can't be mad at that. You know, like, everybody doesn't have that. Like, they had a killer instinct when it came to winning, you know? Right. Like, that, everybody
Kobe had,
don't have that.
No, he had haters.
Right.
Right? But he was an undeniable talent. That's, like, that's the passion that he didn't care.
Yeah, and it's one thing to have talent, right. Black Ops, but it's another thing to have. It's a lot of people got talent, but some people lazy.
Right.
You know? Right. Like, he wasn't lazy with it. Mm-mm. You know? Like, he was just driven. And that, to me, is what made him above. I look at Jordan. Jordan has his haters. Kobe has his haters. And LeBron, I think LeBron, not so much with LeBron, because LeBron, people don't seem to, like, hate on him to that extent, you know. I don't know why, to me, with LeBron, but it's like, when you have that drive, that killer instinct, it's going to be haters.
Right.
You know, it's going to be
success breeds haters.
Exactly. Right. It's going to be haters, because everybody doesn't have that.
Right.
You know, everybody doesn't have that, I can't even think of a word right now.
Right.
It's just like a drive. You can be talented. There's a lot of talented people walking around. It ain't doing a damn thing with their talent.
And he has this over,
you know,
Jordan.
But
and,
you got drive, right, you know?
Over Jordan and LeBron. He stayed with one team as
well. Yeah, I like the fact that he stayed with the one team. Yeah, I'd like that as well.
I think Kobe was probably, I mean, Jordan, Kobe, to me, till this day, probably were the best in the league. I think Kobe was the face periodically, and I say that because there was one person who didn't have the drive, who wasn't as talented. He was talented, but it was kind of misguided from time to time.
Yeah.
And that was my man, Bubba Chuck.
Allen Iverson, the answer,
though. Yeah, wow. Allen, but he was didn't have the discipline.
No. Right. He didn't have any of that. Right. Kobe, but as far as the face that influenced a lot of young people. Yeah.
He was Michigan. Like, Michigan to Duke.
Tag.
Right.
The braids. Right. The baggy stuff. Right. The whole change.
He scared people, man.
Yeah, like he.
They weren't ready for that.
He had it for a minute. But now,
they got back to it.
It was misguided. But what I like about Kobe, and I'll be honest with you, I was not a Kobe fan. I was never a Kobe fan.
Yeah,
I didn't hate Kobe. I didn't hate Kobe.
But I didn't like the Lakers.
I was a Jordan fan. Yeah.
I thought there was. I don't know what it was. It was more surface level, just hearsay stuff that I didn't like about him. And I especially hated him because he would beat teams. That's the real reason I didn't like him. Let's get to the real reason.
Right.
But one thing that I do appreciate about him is that, you know, when it came to the philanthropic? Is that the word?
Yeah.
He was that dude.
Yeah.
Quietly.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate that about him. And, you know, the thing I liked about him is he was very calculated.
Absolutely.
He took deliberate approaches to whatever, be it business, sports. And it was that typical, you talk about the drive, you know, first in the gym, last out the gym.
Right.
This guy, he had a gift.
Right.
But he treated it as though it wasn't a gift. Like, I got to keep doing better and better.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Right. And that focus on that discipline.
Yeah,
Michael Jordan had that discipline to stay
focused.
And now the thing with LeBron, LeBron has it.
Well, see, LeBron, here's my thing with LeBron.
Okay.
One criticism about LeBron that many people say, and I say it too, he has a killer instinct, but it's nothing like they would critique him about. That's the one thing he didn't have was the killer instinct like Jordan.
I know what you're saying.
And Kobe,
they went for your throat.
Right.
I know what you're saying.
It was personal.
Yeah. LeBron would.
And the thing with LeBron is, you live or die by
exactly
these players,
what you're
right?
Saying.
Yeah.
I know. What
but
you're
LeBron,
saying. Like I'm cramping. I'm this.
LeBron
know?
Would pass the ball. Like LeBron would get his points, and then he's like, all right, now I want my assist. Like,
right.
No, dude, you losing.
Yeah,
take
yeah,
shoot,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
make,
yeah.
make
shoot
these
more.
Shots. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah. Or
make
be
more
like
points.
Taking them flops, like somebody knocking to him.
Said,
like,
be like Chick-fil-A, dog.
Yeah.
Chick fil A said, eat more chicken.
Yeah,
make more points.
On
come on, do your thing.
LeBron. Yeah, he doesn't. There's just a little bit.
Something
they,
that,
but
yeah,
Kobe
yeah.
was like,
take your head
and,
off.
And so was Jordan. And again, I'm a casual basketball fan, but that's. And I didn't like the Lakers.
I hated the Lakers.
I was a
Bulls fan.
But that's why, because they would win.
They
were
good.
Right. Okay.
All right. Well, it's that time.
It's that time already, right?
All right. What we got?
Right. Well, let's stay tuned to our show every other Thursday on BKS1 Radio at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our next show will be when? February
20th. Good job.
February 20th.
All right.
All right.
Wonder what you got?
I got nothing, but shout out to my cousin for traveling.
Oh, let's go! Wait, let's get those.
Shout out to my
one
little
more
cousin
shot.
Yazzy.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to Yazzo. She came to keep me company. Shout out to my cousin Nate over there.
Cousin Nate
in the cut.
Hey,
Nate's
cousin
here all
Nate.
The time though.
Yeah, I know.
Good
talk.
Yo,
right. Cousin Nate to be on the show.
It's just good to be here. Good to see everybody.
All right.
And stay up.
Gotcha.
All right. What you got?
You know what? Before I leave, I shout out everything, right? So shout out to all my people that's watching in on the Facebook Live right now.
Booyaka.
Exactly.
Even the biggest.
Yeah, even the biggest, we don't love you, but we appreciate you giving us the time and attention to focus on what we talk about and what is important to us. And when I say that, I'm going to add this in there. It's Black History Month, and HBCUs are waiting for current high school juniors and seniors to reach out to them. The HBCU Gridiron Experience was created by Luther Johnson. He's the founder and president, and that company is a pathway to help upcoming high school football juniors and seniors that are interested in continuing their education and play football at an HBCU. Check out the website at HBCUGridironExperience.com for more information. And also, next Friday, February 14th, make sure you go check out the photograph. Shout out to my man Shadow Flack. I know him as that. Y'all know him as Rob Morgan. So he'll be in that. And last thing I got to say is when you walk out your front door, it's showtime and the world is your stage. Just make sure that people are not watching the rehearsal. With that being said, this is Six Man Dean Geronimo. Have an outstanding weekend. We'll see y'all in 14 days.
All right. Did you say all that one breath?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yeah, you got nothing left to say. It's done.
All right. Listen.
We need to
right. So, all right. Well, I'm going to.
We should always just close on that.
Oh, you know what? Also, for those that are watching, make sure 9 o'clock, check in BKS1 Radio, A Fashion Moment with Ty Chung. And then at 10:30, it's the Storm Warning Show. So keep it locked in, BKS1 Radio.
All right, my closing remarks, and it really we're going to go back to basketball just a little bit, and it's going to be in regards to Dwight Howard. He talked about his beef and rift that he had with Kobe Bryant, and he regrets that he didn't have the opportunity to really mend that fence, even though they were just starting to turn that corner. So for me, the moral of the story to our viewers is this. If there's a fence to be mended before it's too late, mend the fence.
Yes, sir.
You're not promised tomorrow. And on that, I'll say, if there's something you want to talk about, call in. Let's talk about it.
Real conversation. We'll see y'all.
Good night.
Peace.